Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Brilliant. So from there, did you want to take us further into...
Let's have some fun with this.
Are you able to take up your time? Sorry, we're here.
I'll do my best to make it worthwhile for those folks who are...
worthwhile. Okay, here we go.
So I've described the point. So for those of you who may just be listening to the audio, what we're going to do is I'll start us off with a reminder phrase. We'll be tapping on the side of the hand, and then I'll tell you when to go from the side of the hand. So just stay on the side of the hand until I tell you to switch to the eyebrow point. And then every time I say a word or a phrase, I'll pause for you to repeat it back. And then during that pause, then when I say the next word, go ahead and move to the next point. If you don't remember all the points, don't worry about it. If you just tap one point throughout until you have a chance to go and watch the video, that's fine. You cannot get this wrong. So breathe, relax, and allow yourself to enjoy it. So what I thought we would do is, everyone go ahead and close your eyes, unless you're driving. Take a deep breath in and hold it. And let it go. And just breathing comfortably now, allow yourself to be present, allowing yourself to be right here, right now. And just allow yourself to be aware of what's going on inside. Noticing how you're feeling physically, how you're feeling emotionally. Maybe you're rating yourself on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being magnificent, feeling awesome. And don't judge yourself harshly if the number's lower than that. Just allow yourself to get curious and go, oh, isn't that interesting? That's where I'm at. Allow yourself to be aware of the thoughts, beliefs, and memories that might come up as to why you couldn't or shouldn't be feeling better in the moment. And just having some fun, because the show is called Inspired Evolution, I want you to imagine a full-length mirror and look in that mirror, and I want you to see your most evolved self. You know, on a scale of 0 to 10 in terms of evolution, see that 10 version of yourself. Allow yourself to be inspired by that. And also, again, allowing yourself to recognize where you are right now, possibly in contrast to that mirror image. You know, maybe if that image is a 10 and you may feel like, oh, I'm at a 3 or a 4, maybe higher than that, maybe lower than that, just allowing yourself to get curious. The extent to which we don't have what we say we want tends to be the extent to which we are resisting it. Because of beliefs that we have about why we couldn't or shouldn't have it, about why it wouldn't be safe. So allowing yourself to imagine being that totally evolved self and what that self could create, the kind of life that self lives. You know, that master, if you have read Illusions, living as a master and being able to just, you know, walk on water and walk through walls, and that level of evolution. Allow yourself to be aware of the resistance, the fear that comes up, what would change in your life? What would be different? Because as human beings, we resist change. Even if our lives are crap, it's our crap. We know where it goes. We dealt with it yesterday. We know we can deal with it. So allowing yourself to be aware of any concern about, wow, if I was at a level 10, my life would be really different and I don't know that I could handle that. It may be that I'm afraid of how other people would respond to me. It might ruin some relationships that I have. People would expect more from me. Just allow yourself to be aware of the thoughts, beliefs, and memories that might come up about why it might not be safe to be that fully evolved. Allow yourself to just be aware of anything that you feel in your body, any place where you might feel tightness or discomfort. So just being aware of, being open to the idea that there is a part of you that is resisting being that evolved. Not in a judgmental way, just getting curious and going, oh, isn't that interesting? Because I've been programmed to do that. So feeling what you feel and whatever thoughts are coming up, rate that resistance on a scale of 0 to 10. Take a deep breath, open your eyes, and tap along with me. And I'll invite everyone in the audience, go ahead and if you're in a place where you can say the words out loud, Amrit's not going to say it out loud because for the video, it then makes it confusing. And it's easier for some folks to repeat it when it's silent, but go ahead and say it out loud. So side of the hand. Even though I might be resisting evolving, I choose to love and accept myself. Even though I might be resisting evolution, I choose to love and honor myself. Even though I might be resisting evolution, because part of me says, being that evolved, being that advanced, being that powerful, sounds kind of good. But there's a lot about that that seems scary. So I'm downplaying it, allowing myself to play safe. And even though I might be resisting evolution, I choose to deeply and completely love, honor, and accept myself. And maybe anyone else who has contributed to this resistance. Because I choose to be that free. Now going to the eyebrow point. All this resistance to evolution. And then we'll just go through all the points. All this resistance to evolution. All this fear of evolving. Because if I keep evolving, I might not recognize myself. I might wake up in the morning, look in the bathroom mirror, and call 911 to report a stranger in my house.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All this fear of evolving. And maybe part of me says, it would be lonely at the top. If I keep evolving and the people around me don't, I won't be able to hang out with anyone anymore. They'll all be so less evolved. So I need to stay at their level. I might even tell myself that I'm holding myself back as a noble act. It's like they're all standing in the mud. And I could get up to higher ground. But they couldn't. So I get back in the mud with them. And I tell myself that's noble. I'm clearing up the confusion around that. Because what I would be saying is that I could evolve. But these losers couldn't. And there's nothing noble about seeing them as losers. I choose to keep evolving and helping others to evolve, inspiring them. I choose to be so evolved that the people around me say, oh, I'll have what you're having. Clearing this fear of evolving. It doesn't mean that I'm better than anyone else. I'm just finding out more of who I really am. It's like the sculptor Michelangelo looking at a block of marble and saying, I know there's a masterpiece inside there, and chipping away what doesn't belong to reveal that masterpiece. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm clearing whatever covers up the masterpiece that I am, releasing what no longer serves me. Releasing those doubts and fears. Releasing self-doubt. All those messages that I'm not good enough. Those are all misunderstandings. Mine or maybe someone else's. Clearing up the confusion. And even if I look at my past behavior and say, I am so unevolved. I am not defined by my past behavior. But my behavior is created by how I define myself. So as I define myself better, my behavior gets better. And my results get better. And that benefits other people too. So it's a win-win situation. And I choose to trust that I can handle it. I'm allowing myself to evolve even more. Inspiring myself and others. In body, mind, and spirit. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes, go inside, and if you are able to rate the resistance to evolving on a scale of 0 to 10, check that number again, and hopefully that number's gone down. Again, often like peeling the layers of the onion, you may have some insights, some thoughts, some memories that might have popped up about, oh, this is why I hold myself back. And then looking at that image of that totally evolved version of yourself, and ask yourself where you feel you are now on a scale of 0 to 10 in terms of your own evolution. And hopefully that number is higher. Don't judge yourself harshly if it isn't. Just allow yourself to be aware of, okay, what else holds me back? And give yourself permission to love yourself right where you're at, because you're doing the best you can with your programming and your circumstances. We're always doing the best we can with what we've got. And it's allowing ourselves to keep clearing what limits us so that we're able to do even better. Go ahead and take a deep breath and open your eyes. And welcome back.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. That is, yeah. Some ways feels very tailored for the Inspired Evolution. It's really, really beautiful to witness the, yeah, just how much was initially brought up when we were still tapping our hands, and how much, yeah, things can shift through the practice. Yeah, there was a solid 7, and I was feeling at about a 3.5, which is really interesting. I was like, oh, surely I feel better than that. And then I was like, no, just be curious. Don't judge yourself.
We have these expectations. I have a show called Inspired Evolution. I should be this guru
Mr. Inspired Evolution.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I walk on a cloud around everybody else.
Have you met my flying carpet? I do kind of look like I'd be sitting on a flying carpet, though, with a beard. And sorry, I'll stop. Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on the Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.